Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
We have a Code Orange air quality alert again for today. I'll show you what that means for you and when we'll finally drop back down to normal.
And we're tracking the new effort to get the smoke from those wildfires under control and how it could affect your travel plans for a second day at RDU International, where you're looking live.
And 8 children and 1 adult were injured in a knife attack in France. We'll have all the breaking details from the Live Center. And it could be more than 37 acres of fields and courts. What we're learning about plans for a huge new sports complex in the Bull City. Welcome to your Thursday, everyone. You're in the right place to get the information you need to know to help plan your day. And yes, we have another air quality alert for you. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Ken Smith, in for Jeff Hogan. And I had to break out the mask yesterday because of the poor air quality that we're experiencing. But it's getting better, which is the good news. Let's get back over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, the WRCB Weather Center, tracking it all for us.
Yesterday was a code red, so we're down to code orange. And that means that most healthy adults will be okay today and tomorrow with that code orange. But anybody who has asthma, respiratory problems, young children, elderly, need to take it easy again today. Limit your time outside, limit your exercise, or put any outdoor exercise off for a few more days. As we get into the weekend, things will change. Our wind will shift to southerly. That'll stop the flow of the smoke from Canada coming to our area. We'll see some gradually improving air quality. We'll be at yellow on Saturday, but hopefully we'll get back to green some next week. We take a look at our tall tower camera, and we do have a deck of low cloud cover that you can see here in parts of eastern Wake County. We take a look at our visibility. We don't have anything that looks like fog, but I've been pulling it up on the cameras in some places. Andrew looks foggy right now and a few other spots. So as you're traveling around, just be careful for that. Brian's coming up with some fog showing up on a few of his traffic cameras too. We have some rain down closer to the coast. A cold front moved across our area last night, and we're going to see some of that lifting back northward by 9 or 10 o'clock. Some showers from the Triangle area southward, shifting over to the I-95 corridor by lunchtime, and then out of here, we'll see some sunshine this afternoon, but that flow comes from the north, so it'll be a hazy sunshine, again with that code orange for today. Temperatures at lunchtime in the low 70s. We will climb to around 80 with some sunshine this afternoon. Brian?
Here at 601, we still have this crash reported on the south side of Raleigh. New information about this crash, apparently with injuries out there at 401 or Fayetteville Road at Garner Station Boulevard. Still have the crash over here by the NC State campus on Western Boulevard at Method Road, just to the west of the Gorman Street intersection, heading out toward 440. And we're getting reports of a crash near McGee's Crossroads in Johnston County at 210 near Raleigh Road, seeing a little bit of a delay on that westbound side of 210 in that area. As Elizabeth mentioned, we do have the chance of seeing a couple of spots with some fog or at least some very low cloud cover. That's the situation here in Apex at US 1 at 55 with some low clouds back toward the New Hill area, maybe a little bit of fog on the ground there. We'll have another update coming up in about 10 minutes.
And breaking news in the WRAL Live Center out of France. 8 children and 1 adult were injured in a knife attack. This happened in Annecy, a town which is located in the French Alps. This is the scene right now. Police say the children were as young as 3 years old, and 3 of those injured were in serious condition. This all happened while a group of school children were on a supervised trip to Lake Annecy. Police say the suspect was arrested right now. The motive is unknown. But France's interior minister did tweet this morning. Of course, this is in French. But he said children and adults are between life and death. The nation is in shock. Our thoughts are with them as well as their families. And the relief is on the way as well. This is breaking news. We're going to stay on top of this and bring you any updates from the Live Center.
Also breaking overnight here at home, westbound I-40 is back open this morning after a fuel spill closed several lanes for hours. This is video taken from the WRAL breaking news tracker of that scene near the exit to Poole Road. Crews shut down 3 lanes while they cleaned up the fuel and investigated that leak. The road reopened right before 1 this morning.
The U.S. is sending help to Canada as it deals with those massive wildfires, sending smoke all the way down here to North Carolina. President Biden has agreed to send more than 600 firefighters to Quebec to help fight the flames, which now span more than 9 million acres. 11,000 people have been evacuated there. As you heard Elizabeth say, the smoke from those fires will remain a problem across the U.S., with air quality alerts in effect up and down the East Coast. Parts of New York and Pennsylvania are getting the worst of it.
And Renee, we're watching closely to see if those fires will affect flights again today. Of course, you're looking live at RDU International right there, where there are just a handful of delays and cancellations right now. But watch out for connecting flights out of airports like LaGuardia or Newark. That's where the haze and smoke led to hours-long ground stoppage yesterday. Flyers say they waited for hours on the tarmac.
You could look up into the sky and see the sun, just this, you know, dark or this luminescent dot.
Air quality conditions are expected to deteriorate again today in New York City. Back here at home, a new massive sports complex could be coming to Durham. Today, the city council will take up a proposal that promises not only to bring tax dollars, but also to help children all across the city. WRL's Monica Casey spoke with the planners. She joins us live now with a closer look. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning. These plans mean this Durham skyline behind me could look very different. The location of this multi-sport complex is not yet decided, but the size they're talking about is substantial. The concept includes an indoor space, auxiliary gym, and an outdoor space, which could cover 37.5 acres. Discover Durham and the Durham Sports Commission will be giving this presentation today. Sports Commission Executive Director Marcus Manning tells me he wants to be sure everyone can benefit from a facility like this one.
Balancing between sports tourism and providing opportunities for youth here in the area, looking at every level, from hosting championships to providing that open and informal and formal participation.
While this development would bring in tourism dollars, Manning and other planners hope it could also be a safe space and provide purpose for Durham youth. Studies show sports can have a positive impact on not only physical but also mental health. These plans are still in early stages. City Council will hear about them at 1 o'clock today, but they'll hear much more this coming fall. Monica Casey, WRAL News in Durham.
Durham City Council will also consider raising salaries for firefighters and police by 2% today. Video from Monday shows first responders sharing their concerns with the council about pay and chronic understaffing. The council will then discuss extending an agreement with EMTs to serve on the Bull City's HEART team. That program dispatches first responders to handle mental health calls instead of police officers.
We are one step away from mobile sports betting becoming legal in North Carolina. A bill is now on Governor Cooper's desk, allowing you to place bets on professional and college sports through mobile apps and at 8 in-person locations. State lawmakers gave final approval yesterday. Governor Cooper is expected to sign it. The State Lottery Commission will be in charge of sports betting. It would start as soon as January.
It's now up to the Wake County District Attorney to decide if charges should be filed in the deadly arrest of Daryl Williams. A newly released autopsy is calling Williams' death back in January outside a sweepstakes parlor a homicide. This is police body cam video from his arrest. His cause of death is listed as sudden cardiac arrest. The autopsy report also lists cocaine intoxication, physical exertion, and the use of a taser as factors. Lawyers for Williams' family say they will work to hold police accountable. WRL reached out to the district attorney. We're told a decision on charges for the six officers involved could take months.
One of Durham's most wanted is out of jail this morning after being arrested at RDU. We checked this morning and online records show Salvador Marquez Vasquez bonded out yesterday. He's accused of raping and kidnapping a teenage girl who is mentally and physically disabled. Authorities say a court gave Vasquez a $200,000 bond and an electronic monitor for the charges last year. He then left the country and later returned.
Now to a big development in the investigation into former President Donald Trump's handling of classified documents. Federal prosecutors say they've informed Trump's legal team that he is a main target of their investigation. Experts say it's the clearest signal yet that Trump is likely to face federal charges. This comes as prosecutors are getting close to wrapping up the case, focused on the hundreds of classified files found last year at Trump's Florida estate. Trump has denied any wrongdoing and says he has not been told of any indictments.
Well, new this morning, if you live in Cumberland County, your property tax rates won't be going up this year. County Commission has just signed off on its nearly $600 million budget plan for the upcoming fiscal year, which starts next month. It keeps the same property tax rate and includes a 4% cost of living adjustment for county employees. It also allows work to continue on the new Crown Event Center and advances the construction of a new homeless support center.
Big changes to the Nash County Public School System could soon become law. The state Senate is set to approve additions from the House to Senate Bill 248 today. It would shrink the Nash County School Board, redraw its election districts, and speed up a split between Nash and Edgecombe County schools. The new due date for a plan would be November. That split would shift nearly 1,700 students. Both the Nash County School Board and Rocky Mount City Council oppose this bill, which is backed by Republicans.
Well, how about this? The Denver Nuggets will be looking for another win tomorrow night after making history in Game 3 of the NBA Finals. Teammates Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray became the first teammates ever to both get 30-point triple-doubles. It hasn't even happened in a regular series game. It worked to help the Nuggets defeat the Heat 109-94. They now lead that series 2-1.
It is 6:10. A big step today in a murder mystery dating back to 2005. Why FBI agents are arresting the man who was the last person seen with Natalie Holloway, even though he's not charged with her murder. Plus,
I hadn't seen my cousin in 8 years, and I haven't. There was blood around her face.
Yeah, a witness to a serious crash makes a disturbing discovery. He speaks only on WREL about the moment he found out the only survivor was his cousin.
And we have a Code Orange air quality alert for today and tomorrow. Transitioning into the weekend, the air quality should improve, but we'll also have a chance of some showers and storms to wrap up the weekend and start next week. I'll show you coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WREL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is a Code Orange air quality alert today and tomorrow. If you're a healthy adult, you should be able to go about your daily business without too much trouble. It's the folks that are in the sensitive group. So young children, the elderly, anyone with asthma, respiratory problems, heart problems, you don't want to overdo it outside for the next couple of days. We're going to notice some of that hazy sunshine today. We're starting to see some of that on the cameras. But that's not the only thing we're watching for today. We do have some showers that are down south, and Futurecast shows that lifting up into our area mid to late morning. So there could be a few light showers there. Good bit of cloud cover here in Clinton to start the day, and a bit of haze there in the atmosphere as well. If you're walking the dog this morning, temperatures will be on the mild side. We'll be seeing highs in the low 80s this afternoon with some sunshine, Brian.
6:14, and our major routes around the triangle are looking all right for the most part. Tracking a couple of crashes in Raleigh, one on Western Boulevard at Method Road, not seeing any delays with that one, and a crash in Garner on 401 or Fayetteville Road at Garner Station Boulevard, not seeing any big problems with that crash at this point, according to sensors. In Western Johnston County, we are tracking a crash that our partners at Waze are describing as a major crash out on 210 near Raleigh Road, which is not too far from the I-40 interchange. Look out for delays heading through that area, Ken.
Brian, thanks. We're learning more this morning about the four people killed in that crash in Moore County. Investigators say 72-year-old Gloria McCremen, 63-year-old Cheryl Medlin, and 74-year-old Viola Singletary were riding in that same car. They died after being hit head-on by a Kia driving too fast near McGill Road yesterday. The driver of the Kia also died. That person's name has not been released. A passenger in the Kia was airlifted to a hospital. One witness spoke only on WREL, saying he rushed to help, only to discover the survivor was his cousin.
I hadn't seen my cousin in 8 years, and I haven't. There was blood around her face. It breaks my heart. But at the same time, I'm glad I was there. I'm glad that my 911 call was able to get through.
Well, the one survivor remains in the hospital this morning with serious injuries. Deputies say the Kia that caused the crash had miscalculated a curve and crossed the center line.
Graduating students at Douglas Byrd High School now have their diplomas, but one of their classmates did not get the chance to cross the stage. An empty chair was set aside during yesterday's ceremony with flowers and ribbons in memory of Tatiana Haywood. Fayetteville police say the 18-year-old was shot and killed by a man who then took his own life last month. Haywood's mother talked only on WREL, saying Tatiana had broken off a relationship with that man months ago.
I don't know if he was stalking her or not, or if he was mad because she truly had cut him off and was moving on with her life that morning when he came in and did what he did.
Tatiana's mother tells WREL's Gilbert Bays she buried her daughter in one of the gowns that she was going to wear for her graduation. The family has a GoFundMe to help with expenses. We posted a link to it on WREL.com.
Well, today, a Dutch citizen linked to the disappearance of Natalie Holloway is set to be handed over to the FBI. Agents are in Peru to arrest Doran Vandersloot. He's already serving a 28-year sentence there for the murder of another woman. Investigators say he extorted money from Holloway's family back in 2010 by giving her mother false information about where Holloway was. Holloway was from Alabama and was last seen in 2005 on a trip to the Caribbean island of Aruba.
A plan to cancel millions of dollars in student loan debt is now in the hands of the Supreme Court. President Biden just vetoed an effort to block that forgiveness plan.
Let me make something really clear. I'm never going to apologize for helping working and middle-class Americans as they recover from this pandemic. Never.
The president released this video of him signing the veto. He has ordered up to $20,000 in student loans to be forgiven for millions of borrowers, but opponents say it won't address the root cause of debt. The Supreme Court is expected to issue a ruling soon. It is 6:18, and our air quality is getting a little better today than yesterday. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WREL Severe Weather Center with how hazy it looks out there.
We're down from code red yesterday to code orange today, but we're still seeing some hazy conditions out. We're also seeing some lingering cloud cover from the front that we saw yesterday across our area. So here's a look at Goldsboro, and we have Apex, of course, Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, and there's our Fayetteville newsroom there. So looking at some cloud cover, the sun is trying to burn through those clouds in some places, but it does still look hazy as you're heading out the door this morning. So today and tomorrow, it's code orange, and that means that generally, healthy adult, you can go about your daily business. You can go out and walk the dog. You can do some light exercise outside. You don't want to do anything too strenuous. And folks who have lung and heart problems, young children, elderly, should limit their time outside for today. It does look like things will start to improve over the weekend. We're back to code yellow on Saturday, which is pretty typical for us during the summertime, and then we may see more of a flow coming out of the south on Sunday, which will help to push more of that smoke back away from us. This is a look at our current smoke coverage across the country, and you can see where the real problem areas are right here across Pennsylvania, New York, parts of just north of D.C., Maryland, up toward Boston. The area right there in the northeast is seeing hazardous conditions, but we're looking okay right now. We're showing up in the yellow, but we're likely to have that flow continuing to come from the north today. And you can see the orange colors here across the Ohio Valley. We'll see some of that drifting down into our area. We had a cold front come through last night that helped to lower the amount of smoke in the atmosphere. But again, with a northerly flow today, we'll start to see that potentially increasing some. Along the front, we still have some rain down in down along the coast. And we may see some of that developing across our southern counties as we get through the next few hours. We take a look at Futurecast this morning and roll through the day. And you can see the potential for an isolated shower down to the south. We'll likely have some sunshine this afternoon, but again, that flow from the north will deliver some smoke into the atmosphere. We'll have some quiet conditions all the way through Saturday. We'll take a look at Sunday morning. Sunday looks pretty dry for us. We'll see some showers and thunderstorms in the mountains on Sunday, but that front slides eastward for us on Monday. We'll start to see some showers and thunderstorms midday, and the rain looks heaviest during the afternoon. There's 5 o'clock right now, 5 o'clock through the evening looks pretty wet. We'll take a look at our beach forecast for Saturday. Not bad at all. Temperatures right along the beaches will be in the upper 70s from Emerald Isle to Nag's Head to Wilmington. And mountain forecast looking pretty good too. 83 in Asheville. I'm looking at low to mid 70s in some of the higher elevations around Boone. For our weekend, 86 Saturday, 89 on Sunday, and our highs stay in the 80s next week. Brian?
621, just hearing about a crash up in the northern part of Henderson that has closed US 1 right around the Tucker Lumber Drive area, which is not too far from the I-85 interchange. This is on the north side of Henderson, and it looks like a pretty serious crash there. Look out for a detour as you head through the north part of Henderson out on US 1. Also hearing about a crash on the western side of Johnston County near the McGee's Crossroads area, 210 near Raleigh Road, which is just to the east of the I-40 interchange there on 210. It looks like traffic is flowing through that area, but expect some delays as they work to get that cleared. One report of a crash right now in Wake County, and that's in Garner at Fayetteville Road at Garner Station Boulevard. Look out for a little bit of a backup through that area. It looks like that earlier crash at Western Boulevard at Method Road has cleared. Major routes, all your approaches into Raleigh are looking fine. And in Durham, Chapel Hill, and Hillsboro right now, we're also clear on I-85 and I-40.
A plan to build a commuter rail through the Bull City is gaining traction. But there's a problem that has to be dealt with first, congested crossings. Coming up, how your commute could be changed by efforts to get this new train system.
Also, tragedy in Virginia.
I had no idea that his life is going to end that day.
The family of a high school graduate opens up about the shooting that took place just minutes after that graduate walked across that stage.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Support is pouring in for actress Shannen Doherty, who you may remember from Charmed and Beverly Hills 90210.
Yeah, Brian Schrader's here with that difficult diagnosis that's trending now.
Yeah, it's really sad to hear about this. Doherty shared an emotional post on Instagram saying that her breast cancer now has spread to her brain. Mm. Fellow stars including Selma Blair, Kevin Smith, and Sarah Michelle Gellar commented on that post, sharing their support. Doherty has battled cancer since 2015. She's just 52 years old.
Yeah, the breast cancer had gone into remission, but then in 2020, she announced that her cancer is now at stage 4. Mm. And this video alongside that post, Brian, showing her getting the radiation treatment, and she said this is what cancer looks like. Right. And so many fans are sending their love and support for her.
We definitely wish her well.
Indeed. Today's show meteorologist Al Roker is going viral for this video that he shared of his experience with the smoke from those wildfires in Canada. He took it on a flight out of LaGuardia in New York, where he was stuck on the tarmac for more than an hour.
Yeah, and so many people experienced that same situation yesterday because of the poor air quality. It was slowing down aircraft up and down the East Coast, and Al Roker's no different.
Yeah. Well, the images that we've been getting from New York City, it's
incredible.
Eerie and apocalyptic. Yes, yeah. That orange glow there.
Yeah. Brian, thanks. Well, the men's and women's semifinals of the French Open start this morning. You'll be able to watch all the action live right here in WREL starting at 11 a.m. That means WREL News at noon with air on Fox 50 both days.
Durham's proposed budget includes pay raises for police and fire employees. I'll show you why some say that's still not enough and how they'll address those concerns today.
We have a code orange air quality alert today through tomorrow, but I'll show you what changes with our pattern to drop those levels and those numbers by the weekend.
And how the smoke from those Canadian wildfires could lead to a second day of headaches for travelers at airports, including RDU, where you're looking live. We're tracking cancellations and delays.